This is The Unholy Union,
a podcast where you'll be subjected to highly offensive marital discourse.
If you do not feel insulted during this week's episode, don't worry, we'll try harder next week.
If you can relate to our ramblings, we want to be friends with you.
If you believe that we take it too far or our mouths are too much for you, then with as much love and sincerity as we can muster, you can suck it.
Welcome to The Unholy Union.
I feel like we're going to start this episode and I'm going to sound like a stoner. The world is crazy, man.
Well, yeah, we all know that. We talk about that once a week.
At least, right? Today is all about headlines.
Yay.
And shit is fucking nuts.
Yay, the world's on fire.
It's what it feels like. And honestly, we're not even diving that deep into a lot of the dumpster fires. But let's start with a little story related to us and our family before we get to those crazy headlines. I feel like it kind of plays into it a little bit. So this week, our daughter had a couple of friends over at the house and they were listening to music.
Yes.
And one of the girls is about a year older than our daughter. She comes out of my daughter's room and says, they're listening to music and singing along to the song and it has a cuss word in it. And I told them we shouldn't play that. And I said to this little girl that it was a song that our daughter listens to with you.
Yes.
And it does have a cuss word in it. And if it makes her uncomfortable, we can ask them to turn it off. Well, the little girl decided to go home. And that's fine.
Yeah.
That's her choice.
Yep.
They kept playing the song over and over again. And I looked at you and said, is this wrong? Is it wrong for her to be listening to a song that has a cuss word in it?
Well,
at her age? She's currently 8 years old.
Well, in my opinion, it's not a song that the cuss word is used in a derogatory way.
Right.
They're not calling anybody that. It's a hype song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Escape to Fate, One for the Money. That's the song.
Mm-hmm.
And he just says, are you ready, motherfuckers?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the song says. It's not like, it's not bad. I mean, okay, it's bad because it's a cuss word, but it's not saying, it's not derogatory as in like putting down women or saying something bad. I mean, it's just not.
Right.
Were they singing that part though?
I think they kept saying everyone. Are you ready, everyone? I think is what they were hearing.
Oh, well, that's good.
I don't even know that they recognized. But still, someone else, one of their friends, recognized and was uncomfortable. So in that situation scenario, I feel like later on, we talked to our daughter and told her, maybe don't play that kind of music around this certain person. Take her feelings into consideration.
Yeah, if she asked you to turn it off, then just play something else for a while.
But the idea of doing this in general, it really stumped me. I'm like, obviously, we cuss a lot.
Everybody does.
Right. And we try not to do it in front of her as much as we do on this podcast. Let me clarify.
Yes.
I mean, it happens. But to us, it's language, right? It's not something that we direct towards somebody else.
No.
It's more like, shit, I just hit my toe. Or, yeah.
Well, that's how this song is. It's not directed at people or someone. It's a hype song. It's like, are you ready, motherfuckers? Are you ready? Let's go.
Right.
It's a hype song. It's about them doing a show.
Right. And I think to your point, context matters.
Absolutely.
So if, again, it's, you know, something derogatory or it's something that is like, I don't know, inflicting pain or I don't know, whatever it is.
Right.
Those songs would be off limits and inappropriate.
100%.
But something that's meant as, you're saying hype, something that's meant as like a hype song or...
It's not directed at people or a person or whatever. And it is fucking raining outside right now. So I'm going to have to do some major editing.
It's a good Florida storm out there.
Yes.
I'll be surprised if it catches any of the thunderclaps that are bound to happen.
Uh-huh.
But, yes, so context matters. I think like a song, I'm trying to think of other songs, like maybe Highway to Hell is another example.
Yeah.
We play that song. It's on Iron Man. It's, you know, right? I think it's on Iron Man.
The kids movie?
Yeah.
I think Iron Man is on Iron Man. I don't know if Highway to Hell is.
I thought it was. But regardless, but, you know, music like that where it's not, again, derogatory or directed at someone. Context matters. I actually, and this is kind of where I'm going with today's episode, I actually felt like I had to look this up and make sure that we're not fucking up our kid. I'm not kidding. In today's society, it feels like I have to do this double check. Let me just look online.
Yeah, but see, the problem with that is a lot of people, I don't know, too helicoptery for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want our kid to be, obviously I don't want her listening to stuff that's way off the rails, but I want her to be independent and I want her to know, like,
have her own compass, if you will.
Yeah. I don't want to, if she likes that kind of music, like it's a rock song.
Right.
If she wants to like that, what is she going to listen to?
Right.
All music has, it seems like 99% of stuff has cuss words in it. I mean, she likes bands like Skillet, which they don't curse. Mm-hmm. They're a Christian band. And
she
all
likes
that.
Taylor Swift.
She likes Tay Tay. God help us. I'm not paying for concert tickets for that.
We'll get to that. But then also, Ryder Strong on Pod Meets World.
Boy Meets World alum.
Exactly. He has an 8-year-old son as well. And they actually just talked about this a few weeks ago, that he actually lets his 8-year-old swear at home. Because to him, again, the idea is just language. And as long as it's not derogatory or directed at anybody, to them, it doesn't hurt anything. And I agree with that.
Yeah.
Not that I would want our 8-year-old to cuss.
No,
I mean, she does on accident sometimes. Yeah. But
I think what I've noticed is when she does cuss, she doesn't really know it's a cuss word.
Right.
Like she said, I think that the cat was attacking the dog one time. You know, they roughhouse a lot. And she looked at the dog and said, "Stop being a pussy." And I laughed my ass off. And I'm like, "Hey, it's not good."
Yeah.
It's fucking funny, but that's not good. Stop being a pussy. Because the dog was, the dog was getting wrecked by the cat. It's really funny.
I looked it up on Psychology Today, and literally there's an article that says, "Will swearing harm your child?"
Well,
so I've read this article, and there's actually no study that has ever been done about whether swearing is harmful.
It's words.
But they also talk about the idea of context matters. I was like, okay, so we're on the right track. And whether or not they do a study in the next few years and tell us that we fucked up.
Well, I don't believe these studies anyway. They're impossible to do. They pull in a sample group of 1,000 people. It's like, okay, did you ask me?
Well, that to say, we're going to allow her to listen to the song and tell her to be mindful of other people's feelings.
Yeah, and I'm not going to, just to be clear, we're not going to let her listen to things that are like
way out of her age range and appropriate.
Like, I don't know. I don't even want to give examples because people might take it the wrong way and shit like that. Like, fuck the police.
Right.
I like that song. But do I want her going around saying, fuck the police?
FTP.
I don't. But like that gangster rap stuff where it's like way, I like that stuff. But
I don't want
her to listen to it and then repeat it yet.
I don't even know if I'd let her listen to like some Boys to Men songs right now. Like, I'll make love to you. Like, that might be.
Well, yeah, exactly.
A little too much. So, yeah, I think there's a line. There's a fine line of allowing her to listen to certain things. And yes, context matters. Speaking of context, once I started going down the rabbit hole of researching articles about the swear words, you know how much crap pops up, like just random ads for stuff that's happening in the world and other articles? Rabbit hole. I went down it. Well, Alice in Wonderland. You ready?
Yeah, we need to do one on conspiracies, but continue.
Oh, you have a friend for that.
I know.
So it's crazy times. We opened with this and things are just getting crazier. And I had to fact check myself on the internet and then did this rabbit hole. UPS has authorized strike for their union.
What do you mean they've authorized strike? So they said, go ahead. You don't have to come to work.
The union voted that in the next 2 weeks, if their demands are not met for higher wages, they're going on strike.
So UPS said, go fuck yourself?
No, UPS and the union of UPS workers are in negotiations about wages.
Right. Okay.
If in 2 weeks the wages are not met, the union goes on strike.
Okay.
Are you ready for another supply chain issue?
Yeah. I mean, sure.
Yeah. That's where we're heading in my mind. But that's not all. The Writers Guild is also on strike out in Hollywood. It's been on strike for almost 2 months. Production on TV shows are on hold, and there's nothing good on TV now. Shit is getting nuts. So you're not going to get your shit, and you can't watch shit. What are we going to do?
Well, I heard about this, and I read that it has actually helped podcasting.
Really?
I think it's because, like, the people that were going to be writers, they just go make their own podcast. Or something like that. I could be wrong, but I feel like there was a big relationship between podcast growth and this strike. Like, they, because they're able to go direct to you, the listener. I don't know. I think
that makes sense. Yeah. Because if they don't have a platform anymore in the TV movie world, where do they go?
Yeah, they're not getting paid shit, or they feel like they should be getting paid more. They're like, all right, well, I'll get paid based on what my listeners feel like I'm worth.
Exactly. Yep.
I can see that. I think things like this, podcasting and social media, not so much because you're held to their standards, but like podcasting, you have a voice and you can just release it everywhere. You can self-host your podcast and nobody can fucking tell you no.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
You should do a how-to on our podcasting one day.
On how to podcast.
Well, all the things that we're doing, right, to make it happen. I think a lot of people would be interested. But
well, and to be fair, I have tested probably every single podcast host.
For the love of God, please stop.
Known to man. And I found, I think, the golden ticket.
It's the one for right now. Let's be clear.
No. I've been looking for one that has a very well integrated website that has the transcriptions posted and also has abilities to add links to other sites like our store, store.unholyunionpodcast.com.
Good job. Well, all that to say, you mentioned social media. So before I showed you a video of Matt, I think it's Reif.
The comedian.
Before I showed you the video of him, did you know who he was?
No.
Okay.
I have seen posts saying, I think his tickets are, I can't afford his tickets, but I assumed it was a musician.
Oh.
I had no idea. And I cared enough to not look him up.
Well, it's either buy his tickets and sell your kidney, or you don't know who he is what it seems like.
Strange.
Really weird, but he is a very popular TikTok star, social media comedian. He's kind of attractive, says the people out in the world in social media. And they say that his crowd work is amazing. Like, he never misses a joke. And if you watch his videos, he is funny.
Yeah.
Like, I laugh. Lady. I think he's hilarious.
Right.
But he broke Ticketmaster. You know who else breaks Ticketmaster?
Tay-Tay.
Yeah. Like, he is on this level now from being a social media TikTok star.
Yeah, but is it? I don't know. I feel like Ticketmaster is digging their own grave and they bought extra shovels. They couldn't handle Taylor Swift, obviously. Mm-hmm. I think she's under lawsuit with them or something.
Really?
I think so. Oh my God. Don't quote me on anything I say, please. But I
think this is a podcast about opinions. So yeah. Everything is.
I thought that she was under lawsuit with them because of their screw up. I don't remember.
It wouldn't surprise me because they did mess up.
Yeah. And now this. So It seems like they are slowly going to, they may never go under, but. Do you think Taylor Swift is going to use them again as her vendor of choice? Probably not.
Right. Well, and I'm telling you, like, this gentleman, Matt Reif, whatever his name is, he is funny, but I would not sell my kidney to go see him. I wouldn't.
I wouldn't sell my kidney to go see anyone.
Right.
We always talk about memories and stuff, but first off, I'm going to remember that my kidney's missing. And
every time you pee.
Yeah, I'll remember that. the comedy show that I just saw and sold my kidney, the thing that I'll remember is that I sold my kidney. It's not going to be that, oh man, that dude was fucking funny. I'm glad I sold my kidney. It's going to be like, holy shit, I got to pee every 5 minutes.
Well, even though Matt Rife and his kidney selling tickets are pretty high up there. I mean, they're over $250 that I've seen for like meet and greets and things.
Well, like, Kevin Hart was way higher than that.
Agreed. But guess who's even higher?
Who?
Someone who has actually impacted an entire country's inflation rate.
Who?
Beyonce.
Oh, she's higher than that?
Holy shit. Listen to this. Beyonce's tour impacts Sweden's inflation rate for an entire month. Why? How does that happen? How does someone going on tour, singing, putting on a show, impact an inflation rate for an entire country?
I don't know. I don't get it. I think people idolize other people too much.
So she's bringing in all these international fans, right, into Sweden to see her. Like, people want to see this show. Tickets were selling as high as $2,000 in the U.S. $2,000.
For tickets in Sweden?
Yes, to go see her in Sweden. The prediction for the inflation rate for the month of May was 8.1. The actual rate was 8.2 of inflation in the country of Sweden. This is insanity. Like, that's the famous level that you know you have reached if you can impact an entire country's economy.
I don't know. I never want to see a concert that is like that. I don't know. It's just, I'm not into it.
I mean, me either. I have my opinion about Beyonce. I think I've already said it before.
You have, but I don't give a shit if it's my, if AC/DC, if their entire band was still alive. And they said, yeah, that we're going to come and we're going to do a final tour before we all croak because we're old. I still would. I'd be like, yeah, I really want to go see them.
Maybe lawn seats or nosebleeds kind of deal.
Yeah, I'd rather do that anyway. That's where the fucking party's at.
Would you do it for $2,000?
No, absolutely not. I'd rather go on a fishing charter and spend an entire day out in the deep blue than go get into an arena with a bunch of stuffy, smelly people sweating their ass off in Florida.
But I guess, like, to me, that is the ultimate height of your famousness.
Yeah, I mean,
like, how can you be any more famous than that?
I don't know.
That's insane.
Well, what's weird to me is I just don't feel like she's that famous, I guess. I mean, obviously she is.
She's, yeah, the number one singer in the world.
You don't see her often on, like, the news, I guess.
No, we don't see her often on the things we look at because we don't like her.
Well, I don't really watch
them. We don't seek those things. And our algorithms don't show it to us.
There's a spider. I squished him.
You're just so interested.
I don't know. I don't like that people idolize other people so much that they'll spend $2,000 just for tickets. And then how much does it cost to fly round trip to Sweden?
And then get a hotel and then eat there.
You know, they're buying merch, shit like that. I don't know. I'm not into that. I'd rather, that's not a memory that I care about. Like, I've been to concerts. I love concerts. I've been to fucking Ozfest. Almost passed out there because I was sweating my ass off in the heat. But,
and you were also 110 pounds wet.
Yeah, 110 pounds wet. I'm pretty sure I drank the night before and I had a hangover. But it was like, it was awesome. It was fun. But it cost me $50. I was lawn seats. It was $50.
Uh-huh.
And it's a memory that I won't forget. I'm not spending $2,000 for that, though. It's not happening.
Yeah.
I'm not into it.
Well, the craziness continues. Shall we go to the next story?
Yes, please.
John Gotti III.
Who the hell is this?
And Floyd Mayweather, the exhibition match.
Oh, yeah.
That turned into a brawl. Things got heated, apparently. And it sounds like it's
gaining a lot of attention. Joe Rogan commented on the fight and basically said that he thought it was stopped due to a lot of holding. He thought the fight was stopped due to a lot of holding. The referee stopped the fight.
Yeah.
John Gotti responded and said that it was actually because they were doing a lot of shit talking. So things were getting really heated. A lot of shit talking happening. The fight gets out of hand and both camps jump into the ring and start throwing hands.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's an exhibition match.
Right. Well, now they're actually talking about a real rematch.
Well.
So here we go.
I don't. Mayweather shouldn't fucking tarnish his record. I hope he. I mean, he's a fucking savage. I don't give a shit. A lot of people don't like him.
Well, yeah, he's a cocky motherfucker, yeah, but
for
good reason.
Yeah, I mean, the dude is a fucking savage.
Mm-hmm.
He's an artist.
Yeah. He knows how to box.
Yes. It's insane. He's almost boring to watch because he's so well-rounded and defensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's dodging everything. I'm like, what the fuck? This dude is like Neo from the Matrix dodging bullets and shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, John Gotti and Joe Rogan, it sounds like, are having a little discussion here about what happened in the match. And people are saying that Gotti dissed Joe Rogan and Joe Rogan dissed Gotti. I'm like, okay. So that's gaining a lot of attention. And then they're talking about a rematch and making it a real match and no longer an exhibition. All of this to say John Gotti III apparently is related to the mafia.
Huh.
This is crazy. Like, this is crazy town. We are in crazy town where you have full-on camps jumping into rings and fighting each other over the two fighters in an exhibition.
Yeah, it's not even
shit-talking.
It accounts to nothing, doesn't it? There's no record.
I think it's fundraising, right? Isn't it something like that, exhibition?
I think it just keeps the fighters fresh, too, if they want to, you know, fight for real. It's training. You can't. That is probably the best training you can get is when you get in there with somebody that you're not in training camp with and you actually fight them.
Right. Well, to put the cherry on top of all this, McGregor.
Yeah.
So Conor McGregor knocked out the Miami Heat mascot.
Yes.
The mascot, everyone working there, I should say, knew that this skit was going to happen.
Like, right.
They knew it was a skit. What they didn't know is that McGregor wasn't going to pull his punch. And he sent the mascot to the hospital. No critical injuries. Mascot's fine. Everyone's laughing and making jokes. But now they're calling for an investigation. Then, at the same event, a woman is now accusing him of sexual assault.
Yeah.
He is constantly getting in trouble.
Yeah, I know. But, okay. Let's start with the mascot thing.
Okay.
He punched the fuck out of that mascot.
It was a good one.
Like, he did it twice. He punched him when he was down, too.
He knocked him off his feet, and then he moved a couple feet. Like, it was a good fly.
And then he went up to him when he was down, and he punched him again. And then he sprayed him with Tidal. Yeah. The
sexual assault.
Sexual assault thing. So I read a couple of things on that.
Mm-hmm.
I read that the woman elbowed him to get away.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking to myself, this is Conor McGregor.
Right.
Would an elbow stop him? He's a fucking MMA fighter.
Right. Well, I'm honestly wondering if he was on something at this point.
He was considered one of the best in the world at one point. I'm not discounting and saying it's false. Yes. I'm just saying you have
believe
to look
her
at
until
it.
Until you find evidence to not believe.
Well, and you also can't just say he's guilty right off the bat, too, because then everybody can be guilty if somebody decides that they're mad at you or something.
Right.
You got to remember,
something happened. There's two sides in the truth. Something happened.
Exactly. You got to remember, this dude has a huge target on his back. He's a fucking, I think he might be a billionaire now because of all the shit that he's into, like the whiskey stuff he sold, his UFC sponsor, all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
The dude has a ton of money. He's notorious for getting into shit.
Yep.
So he's kind of an easy target to make people believe that, yeah, he probably did that.
Well, seriously, I'm wondering if he was on something because
I don't know.
Why didn't he pull his punch?
And then this happens, the same event, like the same thing. Is what was he doing that night? Who was this person? Because I watched the Netflix special, and it was amazing. Like, yeah, all about Conor McGregor and the corner he's churning and the family life he's building. Like, the person that I'm seeing in these headlines right now is not that person.
Yeah, but one is, I mean, I'm not saying it's fully scripted, but it probably is.
I get what you're saying. Like, they're obviously trying to make him look good, right?
But yeah, Hunter, why would he sign on to it if they're going to make him look like shit?
Well, I mean, there are some documentaries where it turns out the person's an asshole. Like,
yeah, but I'm pretty sure that that person didn't say, yeah, come on and film me. I'll do an interview.
No, they do. People will say, yeah, go ahead, come on, come on. And they get the footage, and then their documentary shows that they're an asshole. It happens. But the Conor McGregor that is family focused, that has, you know, a couple of kids and a wife that he's been with forever, and that he just wants to strive for greatness and make sure that his family's taken care of. Like, this is not that guy.
I don't know. He punched a mascot because it's part of the skit. I'm not defending either way.
He should have pulled the punch, though, is the point.
Well,
so
he's
to
a fighter.
To me, something went wrong, happened that night.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I read that the mascot just needed like Advil and shit.
Right.
It wasn't like a major.
No, they had no critical injuries.
They released him in like 15 minutes or something like that.
Right.
Now, it sounds to me, now, like I said, innocent until proven guilty. Mm-hmm. So it goes for both sides. Mascot, Conor McGregor is rich.
Mm-hmm.
Is he just trying to get that foot in the door for a lawsuit or something to get some of those riches? People are fucking Sue happy. It's embarrassing and it's sad, mm-hmm, because it delegitimizes everybody that actually truly has something going on.
Right.
It pisses me off because everything now you have to look at with, you know, investigator eyes, because you can't trust anything anymore.
Yep. Two sides and then in the middle.
Yeah. I mean, the dude is rich. And like I said earlier, he's notorious for fucking around and causing problems.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, he's kind of an easy target to say, yeah, he fucked me up, you know, or yeah, he punked.
People have it on video, huge arena.
I know, but you also gotta, the dude was in a huge mascot costume and he was released in 15 minutes, supposedly, or something like that.
As in Miami Heat, are not pressing charges at this time. So, and neither is the mascot.
Like, okay.
There's a call for an investigation by people on social media because everybody feels like they have an opinion, right? Just like us.
What are they going to investigate?
Whether or not he went off script is what it sounds like, and didn't pull his punch and actually aggravated assault kind of deal.
I don't know. See, this is the shit I'm talking about. Why would you have, who wrote the skit, mm-hmm, and why would you have Conor McGregor punch anybody?
Right. Yeah, having Conor McGregor do anything violent doesn't sound like a good idea.
He's an MMA fighter. He's strong as fuck. He knows how to punch.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we all know, I mean, he's punched people for less. He punched that old dude in Ireland or whatever for saying that the Russian guy clobbered him or whatever. Khabib. That's what he said.
I mean, it wasn't far off from the truth. But
no, he did. He beat his ass, but you don't punch an old man.
Think to end this craziness, because I mean it really is a shit show at this point. All right, so deep dive. I somehow landed in the presidential elections for 2024.
I mean, this is valid. There's lots of stuff going on,
but it's so early though. Like, we're in June of 2023 and we're talking about the elections for 2024
primaries.
It's starting to get daunting once again, and all the ads that are about to pop up. Okay. In case you haven't heard, right, the Democrats have three current primary candidates at this time.
Right.
Marianne Williamson, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and current president Joe Biden. What we're looking at here with
I'm just picturing that dude falling on stage.
Okay. Needs a life alert. So looking at Marianne Williamson, she is getting hammered for being a cult leader.
I don't even know who this person is.
Apparently she's a self-help author, writer, and she wrote a book once that said like the cult of Marianne Williamson or something like that. But essentially she wrote a book and it had the word cult in it and everybody's calling her a cult leader and she's getting hammered right now for it. I really didn't dig any deeper than that to see what her platform was or anything. I kind of caught myself with this whole rabbit hole thing and decided to stop, pump the brakes there. We'll post an article about her. You can read it for yourself. But that's the first candidate. Second candidate, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's a Kennedy family man. He's in that tree. He's currently getting hammered for being anti-vax. He apparently was very anti COVID-19 vaccine and believes that our bodies are our own thing, can make our own decisions.
Why is body autonomy such a fucking, like, I don't know, weird thing for people?
Well, so is education autonomy, but, you know, we won't go there. So,
why not?
And then Joe Biden, he's doing his own hammering at this point. I mean, it's just...
Nah, he's doing a great job.
Yeah.
He can't stand on his own two feet.
The poor man. Just...
getting his political rivals arrested and things like that. Let's go ahead. Let's go do that.
Yeah, he did one interview recently where he said that you can't have Obama in the office for another 4 years. Oh, this poor man.
This dude is senile as fuck.
Uh-huh. Well,
oh my God. Oh, you cannot have Obama in office for another 4 years.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Did he fall over when he said that?
No, but his cabinet, his team was telling him to stop.
Well, I love how he calls his wife a doctor when she's not, just because she's a doctor in education.
Don't start.
No, fuck that noise.
Don't start.
She didn't go to med school. She's not a doctor.
Here we go. You can be a doctor.
No, you have a doctorate. There's a difference.
Okay, but you still did the time and put in the education to become a doctor of your craft.
A doctor is a profession, and you earn that title. If you are a fucking English teacher. No. Wait.
Technically, they're a doctor of medicine.
Okay.
So you can be a doctor of many things.
Would you go to a doctor of education to get your heart worked on? No.
No, but you would go to a doctor of education related to an education question.
Okay.
How do I teach?
What does a doctor do?
It advises people
on health.
No.
Yes.
It advises people on their craft.
You are not a doctor, motherfucker. You went to college for way too long. You wasted a lot of money and you're a high school teacher.
You feel better?
No, it pisses me off because you're not a doctor.
You got it off your chest.
That's false advertisement.
You feel better?
We had a high school teacher.
There it is.
We had a high school teacher. That a high school teacher, public school, high school,
four times.
Shush. She wanted us to call her a doctor, Dr. Blank, because she went to school for too long to become a high school teacher. I'm like, lady, I'm not calling you that. I fucking dropped her class because I was so agitated with that shit. I could not make myself call her doctor.
You feel better.
I couldn't. I'm like, are you going to fucking take my temperature and tell me I have the flu? No, then you're not a doctor.
While you read Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah, you're my English teacher.
Okay, moving on.
No.
So on the Republican side of all of that, there are currently, get this, 11 primary candidates.
And that's because Trump is currently... you know, getting shit on.
Oh, he's still one of them, though. He's still one of them in the list.
Of course he is. But when people smell blood, that's when everybody starts jumping in.
There will be blood in the water.
Yeah, they're trying to get in there because one of the other candidates is weak. One of the supposed strongest candidates is showing weakness.
Well, listen to this list. I thought it was kind of interesting. So Donald Trump, former president, is one of the candidates for primary for the Republicans, as well as Ron DeSantis. I think most people know that by now. Florida governor. Whoop, whoop. We yeah. love Ronnie. Most of the time.
Tim most Scott, of the time.
Most of the time.
Don't all
agree,
the time.
Don't agree with him all the time.
Like what?
Most of the time. Moving on. Tim Scott. He's a senator from South Carolina.
Yes.
Glenn Youngkin. He's a governor from Virginia, but our old home state.
Yeah, well, we fled that shite hole.
Yeah, but it turned red after we left. Interesting. So Mike Pence, former VP.
I don't see how he is going to become anything because of he essentially stabbed Trump in the back.
Well, that and he is very extreme in his beliefs. Like, there is no wiggle room. So I don't think he's not going to get enough support from the GOP.
Well, he's not going to get support from anybody that liked Trump.
Yeah.
100% because he, like I said, he stabbed Trump in the back.
Moving on. Ted Cruz, senator from Texas. Is he ever going to stop trying?
I think, you know, I like Ted Cruz. Now, he's very well-spoken, and he's got a decent platform, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's something about he's very snivelly. I don't know.
He kind of looks like a used car salesman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like almost like a slimy person. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain it without dogging him or anything.
I have never been impressed with him in the primaries, and this will be the third one that I've seen him in.
No, he's a very well-spoken person, and
he's a great senator,
and he's a good debater, I think, because he's like a legal person, you know, smart guy. I think he would be better on the Supreme Court. And he should, like, if he ever was to be nominated, just take that, dude. That's a lifetime position,
right? Well, the next person is Nikki Haley or Haley. I'm not sure which one. Thank you. Former ambassador. Yeah. I'm curious about this one. I, again, didn't dive deep on anyone's platform, but I will be curious about that one to see if that anything comes from it. Then Mike Pompeo.
Yeah.
Former Secretary of State.
Yep.
Greg Abbott, Governor of Texas. Rick Scott, Senator of Florida. And Tim Cotton, Senator of Arkansas.
Tom Cotton or Tim Cotton?
I have Tom Cotton, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, it's Tom Cotton. You said Tim.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Whoops. Tom Cotton, senator from Arkansas.
Yes.
we'll cut when I said Tim. Okay. So common theme amongst all those, a lot of them are from the South.
Yeah.
I found that very interesting.
Except Trump.
Well, he's not. He has never been a representative of a state.
He's never been anything other than president.
Right. But everyone else is, well, I guess Nikki Haley, too. I'm not sure what that person's background is.
I'm pretty sure she was something North Carolina, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, or South Carolina. I can't remember. But I guess I never liked her either.
I guess I never really looked at the candidates where they were before. I mean, I know Ted Cruz. I know, you know, Glenn Youngkin. But to see it laid out this way and actually look at it, a lot of them are from the South.
Yeah, but where, like you just said, where are they truly from? Just because they represent a certain state, that doesn't mean that's where they're originally from.
True. But again, I think I will be curious if Nikki Haley does stay in. I will be curious to dive into that platform, as well as Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I am very curious about his platform.
I like him. He's
I watched an interview with him. Well, he was on Joe Rogan recently. Yeah. And I listened to that. I was impressed.
I am not a party line voter person.
No.
I could care the fuck less what letter you have.
It's your platform,
yeah,
period.
100%. And I like that dude. He is very anti-government control. I mean, being anti-vax is now, or being body autonomy is being anti-vax now, I guess. Mm-hmm. But he's very anti-government, telling you what to do.
Right.
He's like, just like his uncle.
The Kennedy platform.
Yeah.
Seems like it's still instilled in him.
Rein it in.
Yeah.
Rein all this power in. From what I know, he's quite into the capabilities of Bitcoin.
Interesting.
Because he doesn't like government having all this power mm-hmm. over money, which is what they do right now. They can fucking print money out of thin air and make your money worth less. So he's all about things like that, which yep. is interesting. And he's got a lot of support behind him because of all this stuff. It's mm-hmm. weird.
Mm-hmm. No, I think as we get further into primaries, I mean, we are really freaking early right now. But to see his platform build out, I will be very curious.
I like him so far.
I don't like politics. I absolutely freaking hate it. But I try to at least be somewhat informed. So, A, here's your list. Congratulations. Now you know. But B, start diving into some of these platforms with me and we can really get to know these candidates.
Well, you're supposed to get to know them, especially if you're a voter.
Yep.
Don't just vote because they have an R or a D next to their name. That's dumb.
Well, and don't vote just because it's a Kennedy, right? Like,
no.
A lot of people like the Kennedys, but vote based on platform. And I'm going to be very curious as we dive into primaries and get closer to everything, what's going to happen here. We've got 11 candidates on the Republican side right now. That's a lot.
Yeah.
I'll be curious to see what the stage looks like.
I know who I'll primary vote for on, you know, for the Republicans, because I tend to vote R.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I am like body autonomy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not into vaccines, you know, untested vaccines.
We like smaller government. Get rid of the IRS. Please, dear God.
Yes. Things like that. I mean, which Robert Kennedy is, he's into that too. Mm-hmm. So, but I am pretty sure I'm going to be primary in Ron DeSantis.
I don't want him to go.
I know.
But yeah, it'll get interesting, I think, the closer we get to, and we'll see who's on stage.
Yep.
All of that to exit out on the crazy world we live in.
Yay. Everybody, stay positive.
Uh-huh. Enjoy your wonderful life.
That's on fire.
This is fine.
This is fine.
It's what you do with the things you love.